with Bill Daley at his side, asked again where we are in terms of the process on the sale of the Sens.
There are 15 or more people or groups of people who have filed applications. The data room was open, and my guess is at some point in the next few weeks or so, there'll be a preliminary cut based on preliminary bids. And I want to be clear that whoever buys this club is doing so to keep it in Ottawa. So I say that so there's no speculation on the point. And there may be a great opportunity to take the team downtown to LeBreton Flats, which I think makes this an even more exciting opportunity to own a team in the nation's capital.
I find it curious that every time he's been asked about it recently, he always makes sure he ventures down the road of saying that whoever buys the team has to keep it in Ottawa. Like, at some point, Gary, you don't have to say it anymore. We certainly believe it here in Ottawa, but I find it curious that he keeps feeling like he needs to mention that. You read anything into that?
No, not at all. I just think there's way too many people out there, JR, that keep saying that they're going to go off to Houston, they're going to go to Quebec City. I see it a fair amount. And I'm not saying that it's any established people, but no, I think because of Ottawa and just what has gone on. So I don't have a problem with it. What is interesting, though, and I guess it would be thinking of the anniversary of Halifax and way back when at the World Junior, seeing Peter Chiarelli in the lobby of the hotel at the World Junior with the papers, the facts, JR, basically of the bankruptcy of the Ottawa Senators. It is pretty impressive 20 years later as to where the profile of the team is. And I think this is certainly Ryan Reynolds related, but just where the league is at. And again, in trying to basically anybody, please, will you buy the hockey team to now have 15 groups or other people? It is really, there's nothing but a positive from an Ottawa side.